Corrupt and do evil things. Not one of them does anything good. The Lord looks down from heaven on humans to see if anyone is wise, to see if anyone seeks God. But all of them have turned bad. Everyone is corrupt. No one does good. Not even one person. Are they dumb? All these evildoers devouring my people like they are eating bread, but never calling on the Lord? Count on it. They will be in utter panic because God is with the righteous generation. You evildoers may humiliate the plans of those who suffer, but the Lord is their refuge. Let Israel's salvation come out of Zion. When the Lord changes his people's circumstances for the better, Jacob will rejoice. Israel will celebrate.
I always start out with a bit of humor, but after our prayer song, there's just no sense in it. I was in a church many years ago where Netta was playing the piano and her uncle was leading the music and the congregation was singing. And she played one song, her uncle sang another song, and the congregation sang a third song, and we did four verses. So... Today we're pitying the fool. I'm gonna pity the fool. And does anyone remember this guy? What's his name? Mr. T. He wore those chains because his people had been enslaved. That's what he said. His famous line was, "I pity the fool." It was a line that he ad-libbed in the opening show of the A-Team. And all the way from 1983, this is what you heard people talk about. I pity the fool, or where's the beef? How many remember Clara? See, we're starting to date ourselves, folks. Today's text, we're talking about the fool. I pity the fool. Many years ago, we were living in Tampa, Florida. And you would think Tampa, Florida would be a community that would kind of not really embrace religion. Wouldn't really grab a hold of it, hold on to it too tight. But the city council in Tampa, Florida never started a meeting, and they had 96 of them a year, Mr. Mayor. Every meeting started with prayer. Every meeting. And anyone in the community, no matter if you was Catholic, if you was Baptist, if you was Methodist, if you was non-denominational, you could sign up to lead prayer for city council. All you had to do was go to the city clerk's office, show them your driver's license or any other form of ID, and show that you were over 21 years of age. And you were put on a list. Now, as a person would read the prayer, their name would rotate off the list and you'd just move up. Not a problem. Until one man put his name on the list. No one noticed when he put his name on the list. And it rotated for 96 weeks. 1 week before he was to lead prayer, it was leaked from city council. In fact, it was more than leaked. It was poured out of city council that this man, who was slotted to do the opening prayer at city council next Monday, was an atheist. Now, folks, I'm not the smartest guy in this room by no means at all. But I understand what an atheist is. An atheist is a person who denounces the existence of God or any other deity. Who was this character going to talk to? He was going to take his legal right to stand up in what would have been a holy moment, and he was going to spout his disgust in a God that he doesn't believe in. Now let's think that through. He's going to talk bad about something that in his mind doesn't exist. Now you would think city council would have been working on a little bit more important things like rezoning, employment, lowering taxes. You know, that's something no politician's ever uttered other than a lie. I'm going to lower taxes. They never talked about that. They spent an entire week prior to that trying to figure out how they could shut this fool up. He had the right to stand up and speak. The day came. He walked to the podium to give his prayer. And before he started, 3/4 of the city council stood up, turned stage left, and walked out. All of his thunder had been stolen from him. And he continued on. And he stood there for 8.5 minutes talking about fools. All the fools in the room who believed in this God. All the fools in the room that allowed this God to control their lives. All the fools, when he was the biggest fool of all, standing there. Now, I'm not one to say that we should push our beliefs off on anyone, because everyone should have freedom of speech in the United States, because that's one of our rights. And he's allowed to denounce God all he wants. But being a fool, as Scripture teaches us today, being a fool, he used his opportunity to attack God. As we study on this today, I want you to ask yourself, have I ever been the fool? Have I ever played the part of the fool? Have I ever disrupted the connection between me and God? Now here's a question I want all of y'all to wake up and really enjoy. How many of you in this room have ever been an atheist? Okay? All but two of us are lying. All but two of us are lying, because at some point in our life, we all have placed ourselves in higher regards than God. We've denounced God many, many times when something's going on in our life and we want to try to control it instead of giving it to God. We lack the faith that the atheist lacks, because we want to control our lives instead of letting God control it for us. We profess that we allow God to make all of our decisions for us, but we don't do that. We never do. We allow ourselves to make that decision. And God put this interesting thing in our body that scientists and doctors have searched for years and years and years, and it's called a conscience. Has anybody ever seen that? When you start to do something wrong, you sure do know it's working pretty good. Or when you went and had a real big time doing whatever you want to do, then you get that regret the next day going, should I have really have done that? Should I really have been that liberal with my ideas? Should I have been that controlling of God? So we've all can say that we've been an atheist at some point in our life, because an atheist is a person who lacks faith in God. Now, Verses 1 to 3 tell us this. Today's text in verses 1 to 3, it says, we have all played the fool by thinking life as though it was not accountable to the Lord. Have you ever done anything in your life that you didn't think you was going to be held accountable for? Now, I want to see some hands. Thanks, Sam, for fessing up. You and me, buddy, right here in the front row. We've all done something that we don't want to be held accountable for. You know, maybe had one or too many drinks one night. One of my favorite TV programs to ever watch on television, it was because I was so close to it for so long, was Cops. And it's amazing that the people that have been arrested for drunk driving, the standard thing they've always told me is they've had one drink. And they always say that on TV. Oh, I've only had one drink. And they're so intoxicated that they don't know what they're doing. Their bodies are out of control. They're being the fool. And I know you've all have watched Cops before, and you've all sat and laughed at some of the foolishness that you've seen on there. How about the times that people are looking at their neighbors with lust? Now, I'm going to be the first person to tell you, and I'm going to stand up here in front of God and all witnesses, my wife and all of them. If there's a pretty girl walks by, now me and the rest of you have done looked. Don't act like you haven't now. Those that are sitting too close to their wife, they're not going to raise their hand up. And girls, you're no better, because I've seen you too. Just let one Abercrombie and Fitch guy walk by, and it's like, oh, look at them guys. They're all fake. They don't look like me and Sam. That's right, Sam. Sam's got the height. I got the short looks. Short and wide. As we look at this scripture a little bit deeper, we can see in verses 4 to 6, it says, we can further distinguish something a little more secular. The evildoers who consume people and the lowly righteous who will take refuge in the Lord. We can tell in these verses that the psalmist lived in a secular world. Has anybody in here besides me ever lived in a secular world? Wow. I'm just going to turn around here and kneel because I'm in a room full of saints. Does anybody else notice that besides me? You all up here in the front, you can see that. Watch. Has anybody out there ever lived in a secular world? Yeah, now they put their hands up because they think y'all got a camera. See, the thing is we live in this secular world that we allow society to dictate. You guys have heard me preach about society, but I want to talk about one person in particular, and I'm not going to name her because I don't think it's worthy of naming, but you've all have heard the story of a last recent movie, music award show, where this young lady who we all watched over the years and we listened to her dad's achy breaky heart and his sweet mullet for too many years dance about. And we watched her grow up on the Disney Channel. What's wrong with that channel? Have you noticed that most of the stars that come off of that place have got some kind of problem? Now let's watch this. This young lady played a part on a TV show where she took on an alternate persona. She was cute little Miley during the day, and at night she became Hannah Montana so she could hide from her fans. We allowed our children to watch that. A lot of you that were younger watched that show for years and years and years and was entertained by it. It was wholesome TV. We thought it was great. We took this girl at 15 years old, made her a multi-millionaire. We flash forward 5 years. 5 years, folks. Her career was dying. She was no longer the cute little bubbly teen. So her people told her she needed to change her persona. She started dressing provocatively. Her music changed. Her movies that she starred in changed. then heaven forbid this thing that we watched on the music awards the other night. When did that become entertaining? When did that become something that we need to see? People were up in arms. They were totally upset that wholesome became sketchy, became misbehaving. But explain to me that the next day when her record was released, it went to number one on the charts. Because people want to live in the secular world. We want to allow that type of behavior and call it appropriate. Now, I do not know this girl, so I can't speak personally for her, so I have to speak in generalities. How many of you would like to see your child dancing around like that? How many of you would like to see your child misbehaving for the love of a dollar? Atheists worship false idols, folks. They worship that money. They worship that big house, the big car, the prestige of the world. They live in the secular world. And we are guilty just as they are because we want to live in that world too. It's okay that she does that. But who promotes her to do that? Her people. Her people who buy records. Her people who watch the videos. Her people who go to the movies. We've all remembered back to the old TV shows that you see the character and they're in the middle of a struggle. And they got the devil on one shoulder going, do this, do that. And they got the angel over here. And the angel always looks like some goober. You know, they'll never know if you do this. Don't follow what the goober's saying. Why is we as Christians are always deemed the goobers? We lack wisdom. It's what the secular world tells us. We're stupid. We don't know the truth. We're the fools. I challenge you this week to look up in the Bible. You can Google it if you're one of those type people. How many times in Scripture God talks about the fool? How many times he talks about the fool? Today we read Psalm 14 verses 1 to 7. This psalm was repeated word for word 14 psalms later. Word for word. Something's telling us it's got to be important. Don't allow the fool to live inside you. Take the fool out of you. Realize that when the fool is there, they have control over who you are. In closing, it says this. God is the only perfect one in this world. We are imperfect people. We can claim that we don't live in the secular world. We can claim that we are never the atheist. We can claim that everything that we think in our minds and do during the day is promoting of God. But the truth is, folks, we are the fool. Society got it right, folks. We are the fools. Because we never surrender 100% control of our lives to God. We claim that we do it, but we don't. When we promote bad behavior by whatever movie star, music star, political leader, person in our community, when we promote that behavior, we go from living in the faith world to the secular world. And we do take on the persona of being an atheist. Because we lack the gift to let God be 100% in control. Please stand and join us in our closing song.